Penguin Random House Audio presents Whatcha Gonna Do by Avery Flynn. Read for you by Sarah Pesek and Adam Gold. Dedication. To Rachel, you really are magic, you know. XOXO, Avery.
Magic happens outside of your comfort zone. Jade Adams, Serious Black Jumper.
Chapter 1. Tilda. Among the magical sects who run the country, one family has been among the power brokers since it was only the 13 colonies. The Sherwoods of Virginia. Unto every family, however, there is a black sheep. In the Sherwood family, that person is Matilda Grace Sherwood, who, despite being from one of the most magical families in the entire witchingdom, couldn't even pull a rabbit from her favorite baseball hat. Hi, waves. That's me. Please don't call me Matilda. It's Tilda, or Tilly if you're my oldest sister Effie. Of course, she only gets away with that because she could turn me into a can of seltzer in a Witchygram live video, and she's annoyed enough some days to do it. You, however, can stick with Tilda. Welcome to the Salem's Bakery and Coffee Shop right in the heart of downtown Wrightsville, where, in an act of naivete, or straight-up foolishness, take your pick, I'm waiting for my date. No, wait, don't look over there. I'm not the gorgeous blonde standing at the counter ordering a double half-calf soy latte with one shot of sugar-free hazelnut and a warmed-up Eye of Newt muffin. Nope, sorry. I'm also not the fresh-faced cutie sitting by the window with auburn hair that falls down her back in waves that just go to show that somewhere on her family tree was a mermaid. I'm the short one with the practically glow-in-the-dark red hair, pasty pale skin, and glasses sitting at the corner table in the back under a dragon's blood tree. Ugh, I hate these trees. Why? Let's just say that my chair is shoved as far forward as the tiny bistro table will allow because you only need to get the tree's sticky blood-red sap in your hair once to learn that lesson. Ever had gum in your hair? This is worse. Imagine if that gum smelled awful and had a mind of its own. Yeah, definitely not an ideal situation, to put it mildly. Even worse, the dragon's blood trees seem to desperately love me. Their branches lengthen when I'm near and twist to get closer. If I didn't know any better, I'd say they were totally crushing on me, but that's bizarre even for my life. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that I'm a new tray. That's what we call the rare breed of witch that has absolutely no powers. Zero. Zip. Zilch. Lucky me, right? Not only do I have the magical ability of your basic couch cushion, I attract nasty-smelling trees. And, okay, that would be fine if I was really into trees. OMG, is that a real kink? If so, please don't tell me. My brain is a weird enough place as it is without that information. But I'm not. What happened and why I'm sitting here setting myself up for probable disappointment is this. A few months ago, I was going on a year without a date of any kind, and I made up my mind to do something about it. Not because I think my life is pointless without a man, but because sometimes I just want a hand to hold, a person to joke with, and all of the other amazing and, okay, orgasmic things that go along with falling in love and having someone you love who loves you too. Is that so wrong? If it is, well, then that just fits right in with the rest of me. Because according to many of the people in the witchingdom, I'm a magicless freak who isn't worth talking to, let alone dating. So that brings us back to the reason why I'm at the bakery this morning in my cutest going-out top and casual, yet deadly awesome, jeans with the hidden elastic waistband, because no one needs to spend their life with their Eye of Newt muffin-padded gut getting pinched. I have a date. Ideally, I'd be sitting over where mermaid hair is by the window to check the possibilities as people pass by, but the instructions from the matchmaker were explicit. Await a tall, dark, and handsome man beneath the dragon's blood tree. Ugh, really, I'd rather not be sitting anywhere near this tree. Trust me, It smells so much like fetid dragon's breath that taking a deep calming breath is not an option. But desperate times call for desperate measures and all that. My last three dates Griselda set up were, well, let's just say they didn't go well. You know how everyone has a nemesis in their life? I got set up on a blind date with mine not once, not twice, but three times. So, yeah, you could say in addition to being about as magical as a dried-up tree stump, I'm also dating impaired. That's why I went with the matchmaker. I believed with all my heart that Griselda would pick better. She is a 300-year-old sprite, after all. They are beyond lucky in love. Some of that has to have rubbed off on her pick of dates for me, right? So, my latest date is a few minutes late. That happens. Life in the witchingdom can be uncertain. You never know when a troll is going to block your path under the overpass and demand you solve three riddles or dance the Macarena 10 times in a row. Then there are the builder gnomes, who love to be helpful whether you ask for it or not. The other week, a gnome added a bay window to Mrs. Stuckley's house while she was napping. She'd never asked for it, let alone hired the gnomes for the job. Still, the gnome crew wouldn't leave until she paid the bill in M&Ms, but never the red ones. It is wild out there, trust me. While waiting for my mystery date, I decide to scan Witchygram to see how my efforts are going to bring my family, the Sherwoods, into the modern world of social media and make one of the most powerful, okay, and snobbiest, families in the witchingdom more relatable. Social media manager isn't exactly the job most people would expect a Sherwood to have. My family is basically the Tom Brady's of witchery. Really good for a really long time. Jealous people are always accusing us of having cheated to gain political power. And yeah, Deflategate shenanigans did not help that belief, but still, it was a constant public image battle. Which meant that for once, my no magic having skills came in handy. So, while the rest of my family does the big magical things to make sure everything happens according to society's rules, I run the family social media account on Witchygram under the watchful eye of my parents. Like, really watchful, uber-controlling, all-seeing eye, because they are always expecting me to mess up. Okay, so that has happened a time or 20. Hello, posted pic of mom mid-spell with her face making the most hysterical expression where her cheeks were puffed out and her eyes crossed. Sure, it wasn't exactly flattering. But it is our most viral post to date, and that is the whole point. Making the most powerful family in witchingdom a little more relatable, and showcasing how awesome the Sherwoods are while I stay as far out of the photo frame as possible. It's not that my family doesn't love me. It's just that having an outre in their midst doesn't exactly prop up the whole super powerful witches image my family wants everyone to have of us. An outre isn't seen as an exception that proves the rule of the Sherwood power. It is seen by some as the crack in the family lineage that proves the rot within. That's something I'm reminded of every time I have to go through and clean up the comments people make in response to the family social media posts. Today's bit of ugly snark wasn't any different from the usual. A real witch of power would be able to spell a child out of being an outre. The Sherwood should be ashamed of letting that Matilda monstrosity out in the world. Hiding away outres was good enough for my generation. It should be good enough for this generation. Freaks and cheats, the Sherwood family history. I may not be magic, but my delete and block reaction time is faster than you can say abracadabra, which no one really does anymore. A total pity, because it is such a fun word to say. I had to get quick with my see ya asshole reflexes because it makes up about 50% of my job. Everyone's a brave jerk from the safety of the internet. It used to be that each one of the poisoned prick comments would leave me raw with my heart scraped up. I wish I could say that they don't bother me at all anymore, but that would be a lie. The reality is somewhere in the middle. The truth is, I'm a dud, and the whole world loves to point that out as if I'm confused about it. Hate to break it to those folks, but I have been aware of my shortcomings since birth. They're pretty impossible to miss. I get to work under the power of my feet, not the snap, crackle, pop of magic like everyone else. I can't spell cast or read the tarot cards properly or hop from cloud to cloud across the horizon. I'm a freak, a weirdo, an outre. I'm the lone...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?